Good morning with us, our political observer on a Thursday morning. Alan, I see some bitterly cold weather on the way. We're going to see below zero, well below zero, with the wind chill temperatures coming in for the weekend.
We knew this was coming. It wasn't going to be tropical temperatures forever. And I kept telling everybody that we were going to get hit hard. Would they listen? No.
Well, just hold on to that warm coffee a little tighter this morning. We'll turn to an issue that you've talked about for many, many years, whether it's the state legislature or in the national scene, and that's the issue of race in politics. We see yesterday that Senator Bernie Sanders, fresh off his New Hampshire primary victory, met with the Reverend Al Sharpton at Sylvia's in Harlem. Obviously, there's been discussion about Sanders and black voters.
Well, look, it's become de rigueur if you're a Democratic candidate or if you're anybody to meet with Al Sharpton. Look, Al Sharpton has made his mistakes. However, he is a very important black leader. So all I can say is Bernie Sanders, who has a problem here, he's well known to a lot of people in the United States, but not to people of color. And that's where he has to make a big difference. Remember that Al Sharpton has a show on MSNBC, which tilts left, of course. And Bernie Sanders is the candidate of the tilting left. This is in no way to say anything bad about it. It's just that he represents the left wing of the political spectrum. And so he comes to pay homage to Sharpton at Sylvia's, where everybody has preceded him. It's gotten to be something that you just have to do.
What about the fact that Bernie Sanders is Jewish, Alan? I see a headline in the Times, Jews wonder what to make of Sanders' victory.
Well, we are not talking about somebody who goes to shul every day. We're talking about a guy who fits into this sort of social category of, I was born Jewish, I'm not running away from that, but on the other hand, I am not a guy who embodies the religiosity of some Jews who either go every day or on Saturdays and Fridays. So will that affect him among some anti-Semites? I'm sure it will. But I don't think that this is going to be one of those things that he has to really worry about.
Republican Carly Fiorina and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie now both suspending their campaigns.
Not a bad idea. I thought that Chris Christie, frankly, did much better than I had expected because of Bridgegate and what had happened in New Jersey. But he's going to go back and lick his wounds. Carly Fiorina has not distinguished herself. She ran for the Senate. She lost there in California. Now she's done this. I'm sure more people know her than ever did before, but she's not exactly a household word, nor is she seen as a successful politician.
From the New York State Politics blog, Alan, with the results of New Hampshire still sinking in, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg's top political advisor Kevin Sheekey tweeted a New York Post story making the case for the Bloomberg candidacy.
Well, look, Bloomberg is one of the richest men in the world. He's a man I much admire. He wants to be president, but there's no opening. He has said that if Bernie Sanders runs for president and becomes a nominee, he would probably do it. But if he does it, as I've said so many times, there would be resultant chaos. Assuming Bloomberg does well and takes votes from both sides, that throws it into the House of Representatives, and you know what happens then, the Republicans win.
As we are set to hear your interview at 1 o'clock today with Stephen Gottlieb, WAMC commentator, Albany law professor, about the Supreme Court, we see right now Supreme Court's blow to emissions efforts may imperil Paris Climate Accord.
Well, this Supreme Court is predictable. It's 5-4, 5 Republicans and 4 people who tend to tack a little bit more left than the 5 Republicans. And they are a seemingly permanent majority. It's one of the reasons, David, why this election is going to be so crucial. Because obviously there's some older people on the court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others. And if the Republicans elect a president, it's not going to be 5-4, probably 6-4 or 7-4. Now, in this case, the Republican majority has put a hold on things, indicating that they probably think he's overusing his executive authority to protect us by making coal plants modify their behavior. It's always amazing to me that we don't follow our instincts about what's right. What's right is stopping the CO2 and everything else that goes into our atmosphere and is going to end up killing people. No better you should worry about whether the businesses that are being affected are getting hurt. And that is exactly what happened here.